10, 12 and 2 in race number 5. Race 6, a fillies and mares race here. Gary, what's your thoughts over the 1400?
Well, I'm going to give Solosia a chance. She's had a few. Brad Widup's got up. 5 starts for 2 places. But I think what can happen today, Andrew, he's put the blinkers on her first time. Both runs this time in. She's gone okay, but she should be doing better. She's got beat about 3 lengths both times at Hawkesbury. But today, the blinkers, first time, barrier 1, Andrew Gibbons, who, you know, rides this, well, he rides any track well, but he rides this track so well, a home track. Going to get a lovely run in a very, very open race. 9 on top, 1, Faza V, bit disappointing here the other day when it led and weakened, as Kyle said. The trial was only so-so, but it had very good form the last time in. What a guy and Adrian. 5 Killer Instinct for John O'Shea, like the trial, and number 4 Elliot Fadil for Chris Waller. 9, 1, 5, and 4.
And your top fancy is the favourite there at $4.60. Solosia. Race 7. Number 6, Oakfield Missile, the joint door. No, it is outright favourite at $4. 5, Shelley Beach Road at $4.40. And then out to Grant Buckley's mount, Art Damore, number 2, a $5 chance.
I think Art Damore's got a great hope. He's knocking on the door. He's had 3 places in a row. I thought he was going to win when he hit the front here the other day, but Oxford Angel knocked him out late. But he's going well, and I think he'll be hard to beat. Number 6, second pick in the race, Oakfield Missile. Had a good prep last time in. He goes so well at Newcastle, and she did trial good. Number 5, Shelley Beach Road, down from the mid-north coast. Maddie McCudden's got her. Barrier 1, Lee McGorian. She'll run a race. He goes all right this mare. And number 8, best of the others, Petra Jewell. For Jane Clement, a really good last start win. 2, 6, 5, and 8.
And the last today, a class 1. We've got Give Me Shelter, number 10, a $5 favourite, over 4 Sinning Sand at $5.50. And Art Damore, number 8, Art of More, I should say, a $7.50 chance. And look, Gary, it's been 12 into $7.50 in the last hour.
What, Art of More?
Art of More.
Yeah, owned and bred by Laurie Macri. Art of More, he's a bit hard to catch. I've left him out, Andrew, but extraordinary race. There were 21 acceptors, and they went with 6 emergencies in this race, which you don't normally see that many. But there's been a few scratches, but there's only been 6, so there's 15 runners. I think the Godolphin horse can win Singing Sand. The other day at Gosford got held up at the top of the straight, and then it only cruised to the line after that. After the bird had flown, form and won at Warwick Farm first up. Then it went well when it ran third at Rose Hill. I think it's got a great hope here for Christian Reith. Number 10, Give Me Shelter. Gee, this won well last start. The Carnies have got it at Hawkesbury. It beat Lagarde the other day at Gosford. It rocketed to the line. Oakfield Captain loves this track. And number 15, Livia's Story. 4, 10, 1 and 15. Wonder Babe, the best, Andrew. Race 5, number 14.
Race 5, number 14, the first at Newcastle, a minute to one. We'll get your late mail on air right through the day. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thank you.
Gary Harley looking at Newcastle, a big day there with lots of Christmas parties, repeating the late scratching Mustafa, race 2, number 4. In a moment, Paul Joyce time, looking at Rose Hill.
Unwrap awesome at Rose Hill Gardens Christmas Race Day today. Get your festive season celebrations off to a flying start with an exciting 9 race program and entertainment, including a visit from Santa, festive cocktails and live DJs. Christmas hospitality packages available with menus from award-winning chefs and unsurpassed views of the action. Advanced tickets from $12. Christmas hospitality packages from $99. Book now at theraces.com.au.
The Magic Millions Gold Coast Yearling Sale is home of Australia's breed shapers and record breakers. The source of superstar sires Snitzel, Sabermeal, Written Tycoon and Sebring, and the new kids on the block, Dissident, Piero, Vancouver, Capitalist and Zoo Star. The Gold Coast Yearling sale is ready to deliver again in 2019. The two highest prize money earners in Australian racing history were also sold on the Gold Coast, Redzel and the incomparable champion, Winks. Australasia's finest yearlings go under the hammer from January 9 to 15 on the Gold Coast. To view the catalogue and for more information, visit magicmillions.com.au.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz Grenache by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
It's Super Weekend at Myer today. Just in time for Christmas, save on gifts for everyone on your list. Don't miss out. Hurry, offer ends tomorrow. Head in and shop at Myer today. Elizabeth Hills, the M7, still very slow in both directions between Elizabeth Drive and Cow Pasture Road. That's from an earlier accident, particularly northbound. We've got delays back through to Hoxton Park. And watch out through Ermington, a breakdown on Silverwater Road near South Street. With Volkswagen's Model Year 18 clearance, grab the Amarok Core 4x4 from $39,990 with a 5-year unlimited kilometre warranty. Conditions and exclusions at Volkswagen.com.au. I'm Runa Ivanovic, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio takes you to Cranbourne tonight for the final heats in the Inter-Dominion Championships. Who will grab the last spots in next week's grand finals for the Pacers and Trotters? Harness racing at its best tonight on Sky Sports Radio.
The time at 6 minutes past 10, and on a Saturday morning, we welcome in Paul Joyce at this time, always to look at our Sydney meeting at Rose Hill. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew, and what a beautiful summer's morning it is in Sydney town. We're off to Rose Hill, where we've got nine terrific races, a very competitive quaddy. I'm expecting a good dividend at the end of that, and obviously the two-year-olds to kick us off at about 1:15.
Yes, you're so right, 1:15. And when you sit in the studio, you have the tendency of forgetting what's happening outside. It is glorious. 32 degrees on the way, not a cloud in the sky. The perfect place for you to be today is at Rose Hill. And Andrew Hurley is with us with all the tab markets as well. Morning to you, Andrew.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Andrew Bensley and Paul Joyce. Yeah, good day of racing. Hopefully we can back plenty of winners. Christmas not far away now.
Yeah, exactly. I need a real big quaddy to pay for what's happening at my house. I know that. Righto, what's happening in the first here for the two-year-olds?
Yeah, good way to start the program here. A couple of interesting runners with the favourite being a Creator at $3 from the top. Zarsen, a $3.30 out to $3.40 this morning. Memphis Rock, $5 to $5.50. $4 to $4.20 for Kimichi. We've got Bailey's, $8.50 to $9. Now the favourite, Creator, it's been well tried this morning, Andrew. In fact, it's been well tried since the markets opened this morning. $3.50 into $3. It went up $6 on Wednesday afternoon. 19 to 23 for the next runner there, which is Elon and Fowles, 21 to 23. Very good support, Creator, for the first.
Yeah, I don't know who put up $6, Hurls. They mustn't have been watching the trials, because this Creator really has caught the eye. The speed in the race, Sarsan will lead them, and with the rail out six, I'm sure he'll give a big sigh to Kiyomichi and Bailey's, the other two that probably go forward early. But Creator probably sits back off the speed. I've got him on top, 5-1-2-3. But his trials have just been so strong. He's sat back in each of his two trials. He's motored up late, and you just can't wait to see him under race conditions, especially stepping out to the 1,200 metres. And they paid $1.5 million for him as a yearling, as we've heard, and he's by Redoute's Choice, trained by the Snowdens, and Karen McAvoy takes the ride. I'm keen on him in the first. But I think Zarsan will take a lot of catching, and the market, the way it's moving, Zarsan will get out to an almost savable price for a horse that we know will jump, run, lead, as he did on debut at Gosford, where he waltzed home. And, you know, he'll take some catching. Number two, Memphis Rock, coming through Melbourne form. It's all group and listed form. I just don't know how strong it is compared to the Sydney two-year-olds at the moment. So I've got him in for third. And Kiyomichi, the filly for James Cummings, I think she won probably the weakest Saturday two-year-old race we've seen this year when scrambling home in a five-horse field. So I'm happy to take her on to some degree. Five on top from 1, 2 and 3 in the opener.
And we should mention these first four races at Rose Hill, as well as the first four at Pakenham Andrew. You get $50 up, a bet up to $50 if your horse runs second or third.
Yeah, that's right. Now, that's for tab account customer holders. Place a win bet, your horse runs second or third. Add a bonus bet back up to $50. Always pretty handy when you have one of those starts to the day where you're backing seconds and third, left, right and centre. It gives you extra bite of that cherry, I suppose.
Yeah, it certainly does. First four races, Pakenham and Rose Hill. What's happening race two in this Benchmark 76 race?
All right, another good race here. Race number two, Ronstar, 7 to 7.50. The favourite is Baller, 260 at 270, back to 260. BD or BDI, 15 to 16. 360 to 370 for Realem in Ruby. Zalate, 340 to 330, and 15 to 12 Irish Songs. So a compressed little, well, it's only a small field, but it's a compressed market. 260 for Baller is your favourite.
Look, I think Baller gets the on-pace favours here, especially with the scratching of Pembroke Castle. I think he can lead Ronstar, who may be happy to take the sit from Barrier 1. And that's about it for the speed. The rest of them will probably settle midfield or back. And I think Baller can get away with it. 2, 5, 6 and 3. I like what I've seen with this High Chaparral 3-year-old. The Antonin and Edward coming stable. They're in a real purple patch at the moment, and this horse has won 2 of 3 by big margins. His only defeat came in a strong race at Rose Hill behind Royal Celebration. And I just think with any on-pace favours here, he's the horse they've all got to catch. 5 Realem in Ruby, impressive winning at Canterbury to win her maiden. No form coming out of that race yet, which is the query, but obviously she's open to improvement. The 6 Zalate, she was heavily backed. She got the job done at Kensington on debut, the runner-up. Hort beyond her came out and won during the week, so there is a bit of form around her. And number 3, Beedy, he's the big query for me. They could have run him at Newcastle today in an easier race. They scratched him to save for here. Blinkers first time, and he did trial with the blinkers on, and I thought he looked really sharp. So keep him very safe at the big odds. 2, 5, 6 and 3.
Righto, to race 3 and another very competitive Tab Highway.
We say it every single Saturday, but it's not just out of habit. It is just always the case. All right, number 1, Benelong Dancer, 8 to 8.50. Your favourite is Chewbacca, 2.70, no change today. Vega de Lago, 18 to 16. Hamel, 4.40 into 4.20, 21 to 23, only a choice. Sostenido, 7.50 out to 8.50. We'll be specking here for Bride and May, stablemate to the favourite. 16 into 11 today, then go to Dakiri Lass, $31. 10 to 11, our Rosemarie. We've got Blue Collar Boy, 26 to 31. 61's Roy's Command. For Vendi, 26, 51 to 61 for Takaraka. So best supported runner there. Well, the favourite, 270, unmoved, but 16 into 11 for Brighton Bay, the stablemate.
Yeah, well, Brighton May probably leads here, Hurls, and there's not a lot of pace. As you'd usually see in the highways, they absolutely fly. But today, I think Brighton May will control the lead to some degree. Vivendi, she's the one that'll come across and maybe put some pressure on up front. And then you've got maybe our Rosemarie, who was handy last start. And as long as Chewbacca jumps cleanly, I think he'll lob into the gun trailing spot. And I think that'll be the difference today. 2 Chewbacca on top. 2, 9, 4 and 6. Danny Williams has this lightly raced 4-year-old. With an imposing record already, 6 starts, 3 wins, 2 placings, bolted in at Goulburn, second up. And I think with the gun run that I'm expecting here today and Karen McAvoy in the saddle, he'll be much too good for them. And he's a horse I'm convinced will go on and win better races than this Class 3. The 9-hour Rosemarie, I think she's over the odds considering she's a last start winner of a highway. It was a Class 2 here over 1,100, so she's jumping in trip. But if she puts herself up near the speed as she did last start, she'll run a cheeky race at odds. The 4 Hamel, not sure what to make of him. First up for 6 months, no trial. Had some ability last prep, won first up and second up, and obviously trained by Danny Williams as well. So just keep an eye on those betting moves. It's interesting to see how solid he has been so far. And the 6 Sostenido, I think he's the best of the backmarkers, although he does have no early pace, so he'll be a long way back and doing his best work late. 2, 9, 4 and 6 in the third.
Yeah, Danny Williams was on this morning with us, Paul, and he was quite active about the 3 of them. Hermel's had a jump out or two there on the home track at Goulburn, so while he hasn't trialled officially, he has had those jump outs, and he was certainly saying that Bride and May, as you've summarised, could be up there on the pace. So he was actually keen about the 3 of them, if I can put it across that way.
Yeah, well, Bridemay would have been my next pick. So if I was boxing 5 horses in the trifecta, I'd have all 3 of Danny's.
All right, to race 4. This is the summer racing handicap. First leg of today's Big 6.
It certainly is, and Etymology is the favourite at 3.40. Abdon, number one, 4.20 to 4.40. Naval Warfare, $7, no change. 3.40, no change, Etymology. Five got to 4.80, back to $5 for Araja. Green Sweet, 13 into 12. 16 to 13 for Gamblestown. Very interesting. Backed it up very quickly from Wednesday. Miravi, $5, no change, and Temperado, 19 to 23. A little bit quiet at this stage, but Etymology is the favourite at 3.40.
Yeah, Speed Map, very interesting. There is no leader in this race once Gamblers Blues came out, and there was no speed in the race either. So I don't know who'll lead here. If I was guessing, I'd probably say Araja if she jumps cleanly. It wouldn't surprise me if Gamblestown took up the running today. And that's about it, really. I couldn't expect anything else in this field to lead them. I've gone 4-3-1-5 as a result of that. I just think Araja from the inside gate, there are some options early to at least keep her up there somewhere near the pace today. Her last start, I thought she'd be handy, but she settled last over 1,800 metres off a good gate. And even though she ran the best closing sectional, she was just too far back. She was about 12 lengths off them at the turn. And Sky Boy certainly wasn't slowing down up front. So I think it's a different story for her today, and I've put her on top. Number three, Etymology, for second. He's a non-winner, 27 starts for only two victories. His last two runs in particular have been perhaps his best two for a long time, so he's close. It's just a matter of whether Glyn Schofield can weave some magic on him to get him over that line first. Abdon, similar story, 19 starts, two wins, 6 seconds. He tends to just find one better, but our century form does look good. And number five, Green Sweet, well, he's an interesting runner. He seems to get right back out of his ground, and every now and again he comes hurtling home at any old price. Well, today up to 2,000 metres might just suit him. So I've gone 4-3-1-5, but I've got to say that race four, there's a few horses that are a bit adverse to winning in that race.
Spoke with Joe Pride earlier about winning the Mudgee Cup, but he did say, hey, putters, don't rule out Gamblestown getting into some money on the quick backup. He's not put off at all by that. And if Danny Williams was keen about his three in the Tab Highway, he was equally as confident about Greensweet. He said he's well over the odds, Paul.
Yeah, well, he's just one of those horses. He's gone around at massive odds, 200-1 two starts ago, and he flew home behind Don't Give a Damn. So if he runs the trip, and Danny's confident he will, he could get into the money for sure.
All right, race five here. This is over the 1,400 hurdles.
Yeah, that's a pretty wide-open affair here. Irithea is the favourite. $5, no change. There's been very little change in this market this morning, as a matter of fact. Sir Bacchus at $7. A New Universe, number three, 8 to 8.50. 5.50, no change, Mapmaker. $5 now, equal favourite is Smart Edge, 18 to 19, Onslaught. Generalissimo, $9, no change. Kilmacurra, 12 into 10, $13 for By C. Now, By C was nominated in race number six also, but they've elected to go to this race. And Man of Peace, 9.50, no change. A little bit quiet at this stage. Sir Bacchus holds the most amount of coin in front of Irithea.
Yeah, I think this is a good betting race here. The speed will be on. Irithea is going to have to work across because I can't imagine the likes of Mapmaker, Kilmacurra, By C and Man of Peace all handing up. So I think that'll put the speed on. Five of the 10 runners like to get up there. And I'm going for the back markers as a result. 3-7-1-4, New Universe on top. A few punters out there will cringe at the name New Universe. But we're getting $8.50 today, and that's the sort of price I could entertain having something on him. He was held up in the straight last start under a big weight. He got going late behind Cradle Mountain and Dyslexic. That's good form for this race. He likes dry tracks. He loves Rose Hill, and he needs the speed on, and I think he gets that today. The seven, Generalissimo, just peaked on his run third up here over 1,500 behind Napoleon Solo and Turnberry. But back to the 1,400, fast pace suits, lovely soft draw. I think he's right in the mix again today, as is the one Sir Bacchus, flew home behind Cradle Mountain first up. Did get all the inside splits there, whereas New Universe was held up behind traffic. So that's why I'm leaning New Universe's way. And number four, Mapmaker, the local specialist, barrier one, just sits up near the speed, and he'll be there fighting it out right to the line. So a really competitive betting race. I like the three at the odds, 3-7-1-4.
We're previewing Rose Hill with Paul Joyce today. And don't forget, every morning at 10 o'clock, you get your major New South Wales preview 7 days a week. We'll be previewing Hawkesbury at this time tomorrow. And that track for tomorrow is rated a good four with the warm weather that's around today. Race six, the Tab Rewards here, due at 20 after four.
And number one, Hysterical, is a 550 chance, but getting out from 480 this morning, Andrew, sweet deal, 10 to 12, now back into 10, 850 to 10 for Nikki's Gold. Sweet Victory, 17 out to 21. Velocitar, 7 to 750. Now, the favourite is Deft. Opened at 4 this morning. Got to 420. It's back to $4. Bella Success, 6 into 5. So Magic, 19 to 23. And the big firmer here is With Purpose. Now, it opened at 650 this morning. It's trimming all the way into $4.60. Madison Avenue is $151. But good push here for number 10, With Purpose.
Yeah, speed in this race, Hysterical leads, and then it's a matter of how much pressure goes on. I think the likes of Madison Avenue will roll forward. With Purpose will probably be handy, and Velocita never too far away. Sweet Victory, I'm not sure where they go with her today, forward or back, but I'm gambling on Sweet Victory each way, 5, 7, 1 and 6. I heard Hurl's call out there, $21, so she's been a bit easy. I'd love to see some money for her because she is first up, and I may be going off a run too early, but I just think she's worth a gamble at those odds because she's had two very sort of soft trials where she hasn't been asked to do much, but she hasn't had the blinkers on. She does have them on race day today, and first up last prep, she was a good thing beaten at Canterbury, and then she came out and won two on the trot. So she does get going early into a prep, and I just think she's worth a gamble here in a very open race, number 5, Sweet Victory. The 7, Deft, barrier 1, Glyn Schofield. She'll get a lovely running behind the speed, as she's always thereabouts, so she's got to be a big threat. The 1, Hysterical, just see how the track's playing. The rail is out 6. The track's likely to be a good 3 by this stage of the day, and she'll take a lot of catching out in front if she gets an easy time. And number 6, Velocita, well, she's another one. Super consistent mare, loves Rose Hill, and she's got this soft barrier. So it's 5, 7, 1 and 6. It's the sort of race you could make a case for 7 or 8 of them, though.
Okay, and that's been the first leg of the quaddy. We might get... Sounds like we're going to get a few more extra numbers a little while later.
Yeah, I think we've stretched it as far as we can, that's for sure, Andrew.
Righto, to race 7, the Merry Christmas ATC members. Bonhomie is Glyn Schofield, and ISO Rich is now Brock Ryan claiming the full 3.
Very competitive betting affair here, Andrew. Alberman, 650 to 6. 460 to 480, back to 460 for Coruscate. Tango Rain, $12, no change. Joycey, Bonhomie, 480 into 460 makes it a joint favourite. Single Bullet, 7 to 750. There was a bet of 2,200 at 750 taken just before we came on the air. Viceroy, 31's no change. Jorda, $12 no change. Slow Burn, $9 no change. 26, Nickabell, opened at that price this morning, got the 23. It's back to 26. 23 to 26 for Ever So Natural. Jungleized, $14 no change. Nicholas, $15 no change. And the old boy, Iserich, 71. Into $61. So very, very competitive betting affair here. I'd say that you'll be ticking a few boxes on your quaddy ticket here for the 7th.
Yeah, you're right, Hurls. It's another open race. And Nickabell drawn out, he'll charge across and probably lead them as he loves to do. Jungle Eyes is drawn closer to the fence. He'll also be up there. Tango Rain's never far from the action. And obviously with Iserich getting into the field, there's another one on pace and probably Nickalance as well. So good pace, 1,100, which we like to see. I've gone 6, 1, 4 and 12. I'm sticking with the 6 Single Bullet. Managed to find him last start at big odds, and I loved his win. I know he was ridden quietly, charged home. The track probably played the swoopers that day, but nevertheless, he was back in the winner's circle, and he's a horse who spent most of his early career running in group and listed races, and now he's back in the benchmark system, and I think he can progress through that. And I think Tommy Berry riding him again is a huge plus because he knows to switch this horse off and just let him rip late. So I'm happy to stick with a 6 Single Bullet at the 750. The 1 Alberman, he can draw a gate, this horse. He's got barrier 1 here first up. Jay Ford on, who's won 3 of 4 when he's ridden this horse before. So the blinker's on, barrier 1. He's a big player. 4 Bonhomie, pronounced perfectly, Hurls. It loves the 1100 here at Rose Hill. He just loves it. And he won easily here first up. Tricky gate, but Glyn Schofield will do his best from there. And I thought number 12, Jungle Eyes, up near the speed, no weight. Brad Widdop, maybe he'll run a cheeky race at big odds. 6, 1, 4 and 12, but you're right, Hurls, if you're playing the quaddie, you've got to go wide there as well.
All right, we've got to tighten something on here on the road. We're going to be wide the first two legs. What about race 8 here?
Well, it's a similar story here. It's $3.90 is your favourite. Reflectivity, Astoria, $12, no change. Mapmaker, a scratching, please note. Beijing Boys, an $81 chance. Asterius, open at 6, got to 5.50, it's back to 6. Reflectivity, your favourite, $3.80 to $3.90 this morning. Turnberry, $7.50, no change. Island Missile, rock solid, at 6.50 to 7.50, back to 6.50. Lawsall, $11, no change. $8, no change for Destiny's Own. Naya, at 5 to 5.50, back to 5. $5 for the 11 and Victim de Lamour, a $41, no change. Another wide open affair here for this eighth race at Rose Hill.
Yes, it is wide open. We can probably trim it down a bit, though. I think Reflectivity, Turnberry, the two on paces. Destiny's Own, if he jumps well, will roll forward with the blinkers first time. And Victim de Lamour, the other one that gets up on speed. I've gone 4, 5, 6, 9, hoping for enough pace to bring number 4, Asterius, over the top late. Couldn't miss his first up run at Rose Hill, 1300. He was climbing over heels late, last on the turn. His sectionals were outstanding. Here he comes second up, extra 200 metres, drawn a soft gate today. So it's just a matter of getting enough speed up front with the rail out 6 to get a backmarker like him home. But at the $6, I think you can gamble on that. The 5 Reflectivity, though, out on pace, soft draw today. Last start he drew the outside, had to do a lot of work, and he was still fighting right to the line. So he'll be hard to run down today. The 6, Turnberry, honest as they come, puts himself in a winning spot, 3 kilos off for Robbie Dolan. And the 9, Lorcel, note she does have the blinkers first time today, and that might just switch her on. She's been a touch unders at 2 runs back from a spell, but maybe today with those blinkers on, she jumps out of the ground. 4, 5, 6 and 9 in the 8th.
And the meeting wraps up at 6.15. We had the late one of Man of Peace, who, of course, runs back in race 5. Number 16, the late one here. And Kieran McAvoy rides Redouble, number 14.
Yeah, OK, so there's a few deductions there from this last race too, Andrew. Drakenfell, 7x7, Lord Van Costa, 2x2, 2x2 also for Choice Lager, so Magic, no deduction, 5x5 for Man of Peace. All right, the favourite here in the last is at 3.60, and that is Moet Rose. From the top here, Blue Tycoon, $6, no change. Dalmatia Prince, $41, no change. 31 to 34 for Konachi. Liz Dunvana, 370 to 380. It was really well supported last start, first up, second up today. 6.50 to 7 for Arancini. Discussion 17 to 16. 14's no change, good weather. Dunatan 21 to 23. The favourite Moet Rose, 3.90 into 3.60 this morning. Tiger by the Tail, 41's no change. And Redouble comes in a point from 7.50 to 6.50.
Speed in the last will be very good. Blue Tycoon's drawn out. You've got Discussions, who likes to lead. You've got Arancini, blinkers first time, Kanachi, and you've also got the likes of Liz Dunvana, who jumps well, will be up there. And so I think the pace will be genuine to fast in the last race. 6, 14, 12 and 7, 6 on top Liz Dunvana. It's all about jumping for her today. She had a slightly tricky gait. She wasn't the best away first up when heavily backed, as Hurls mentioned. And that was the end for her because she was wide. She had a slow horse underneath her that kept carting her off the track. And she only got beaten 4 lengths by Cool Vinny, and she was strong through the line. So it was a big run compared to what it reads on paper. And if she jumps today and puts herself somewhere near those leaders off the soft gate, I'm pretty sure she'll be winning. So she's my clear top pick in the last. Interesting that 14 Redouble got a run and came to this race because I think he's got to be the big danger second up out to 1300. He motored home behind Cool Vinny, who looked home and all over the winner. And Redouble gave him a real scare there first up, so he'll only strip fitter into this, and he'll relish that speed on in the last. 12 Moet Rose, blinkers first time, barrier 1. She'll probably be another one up there near the speed. And the 7 Arancini, also blinkers first time. Will that be enough to get him, as finding that extra length or two that he seems to need? 6, 14, 12 and 7 in the last.
All right, so they're the 9 races. Your best bet?
We'll go to the highway. Race 3, number 2, Chewbacca, perfect gate, Karen McAvoy, and I think he's a horse that'll win better races. So he's the good thing of the day.
Race 3, number 2. Now, the quaddie, how are we going to play that?
The quaddie, well, you've got to go wide. I've gone as wide as I could here for our budget. To first leg, 5, 7, 1, 6 and 4. Second leg, 6, 1, 4, 12 and 10. Third leg, 4, 5, 6 and 9. And hopefully we're alive coming into the last with numbers 6 and 14, because if we are, I expect we'll be looking at some big dividends. So 6 and 14 in the last. $20 will get you 10% of the dividend today.
Okay, so they're the lucky numbers. We'll see how we end up with that first leg of the Quaddy, race 6 at 20 past 4 today. Good on you, Paul. Enjoy today and the warm weather. Hope you're back plenty of winners.
Will do, yeah. In Sky 1 today with the boys, so we'll be tipping right around Australia and hopefully finding winners everywhere.
Good on you. Thanks, Paul. Paul Joyce there in our regular Saturday preview. What about a jockey's challenge, Hurls?
Karen McAvoy, the favourite at 185. James McDonald, 385. 50 for Tommy Berry. Glyn Schofield's at 11. 13 for Tim Clark. Jay Ford, 34. 31, any other jockey option. And Juan Van Overmeer at $61. A projected $100,000 Big Six pool today at